We were told that we'd have 20 years to get ready. Come 1991, we'd be on our own. People thought that was a long ways away. I also thought it was 20 years was long enough. Right now, I'm starting to think this is just the beginning. We haven't gotten started yet. There's a lot to be done. We need to educate our young people. We have a lot of work to do yet. Ilit ni tamman isaling ina namni. Ang ugakas hati ilit ako ng pisot nga. No naman na piksum na itilu ko. Imutun ko kayo ko. Matum ka ang kayak na laga ko ta sangok sa ano ta. Akasis kan sali akasis taksiki yut pitiatan. Sa kawagakan mo siyong akso itong pinilong mga ilaw na ta. Tawatan ko kayo ko. Ilit at tawatan ang ukakat kan na tsong at taging siya tsamin ni tama na nunam piksaka. Once I had a contact with some old man in one of the villages that I visited. I could not convince that man that it was very important that we select our land during that time. His argument was that land is to be shared by everyone. Land is just like the air that we breathe in. Land is like the sunshine that shines on everyone. Land is like the rain that comes down on everyone. Tawasik kani makuni apitni kani kanhtok ka kaya kani pichi kagut ang wisdom tunginun matumso alas kam tunginun na kanruuchi kagut pinarikan. I glanced over the questions and I thought I would find some answers to some of them. Of course, I can't answer all of them. One of the things that who should represent Alaska Natives to state and federal decision makers? I think the three important organizations should be active in representing us. First, the Corporation Board of Directors, second, the Tribal Council, and the City Council members. Natives born after 1991, that I'm not too sure of, but if I was to born after 1991, I'd be mighty out of place. I wouldn't know who I am. Kin kuji ka chukim kut 1991 yuk sada king ngotun. Na shoka tama kiutia, tam king ngok ni yuk chukom kung kit tuti tahto. Tosu, taxation. Should the land be taxed 1991, after 1991? That I disagree very much so. Because if we cannot make any profits or make any kind of money out of land, eventually we are going to lose our land. Only those lands that are producing or generating monies should be taxed. Village corporations do not have subsistence rights. The regional corporations have their subsistence rights. If we had subsistence rights, then if there's oil in our lands and producing money, then we should be taxed.
You mean subsurface?
Subsurface. If we had a subsurface right. Otherwise, I don't think the village corporations should be taxed unless the lands are generating money. Selling of shares, we have a lot to do on that. We need to educate our people, our young people, that they are not to sell their shares. If they sell their shares, then what they have? Nothing. No identity, no land. Dako thoni man na nuna but thoni tax ak yaus ka ko nuna khai dukut. Aki mak tu muna ang duko ng tax ang kat ni chang ngai duko. Kani chali him kun ka ikna but thoni nasul rit su thoni nas tiu tah ka but man na share rat kuma ko tun sknaki. Tun kun hti thoni nuna mak nuna sing taman tama gisi kat. Do village people have enough input into state laws which affect subsistence lifestyle? That I do not believe is true. I don't think we have enough input on that. Last year, that issue came up. Those people living in big cities thought that we got enough money to take care of ourselves. That is not true. I think those lawmakers and the big city people should be informed or told to leave our subsistence life alone. It's been with us since time immemorial. Next question is, are hunting and fishing important here? That question shouldn't even be asked. Without hunting and fishing, we cannot live. We cannot expect to feed our family. Im kuthoni akmani junumi witalrit kanrot naksakai yus kamak yung naksakh putun ilang tsikluku asagnestun votat kruku piskfknaku tauna chali nutkhiga ka nung naksakh put kaman akhsakan yus kamak Tahun itu ni apit kan dengan kami cenderung itu. Tapi yang umma aku tamam tak yus kita kemak nak kesal nato kita siaga dukut. And those are the important points I thought I would present to you. And on behalf of the people of the Yukon Delta, I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to express our feelings.
Thank you, sir. Could we hear from Lucy Westlock?
Please. Yeah. Yani Black River Yokshunga Sigalda Anamni Adankshatapa Imkun Makun Tai Nanganakaksuta Yupistahan Kataisan. Imak pimps ni niwita luta. Paganam nachtuluta. Tamak nunam kaingan chanik upnach kami nanganakawa aksuta. Masutan ksu.
My name is Lucille Westlock. I was born in Black River. I was born as an orphan. My father was living. We made our living in Black River. In the springtime, we hunted and gathered food from the tundra, and including mouse food. We live by the sea. Mm.
tai pugunumnuk tuluta makunuk imakkuaqarn tammaaknannavam naamrain tuverilukitaanerinnaquraaqsuta tsanitsaarluorn kassartarmukkat piknerriuunata yuppiktarlaanaqmuknuk tuluta.
When we lived in Black River, we had difficult time. We gathered food from the lakes, the plants that grow there. We used the bra from to cook and eat the plants.
Tai kwangkutap khnum yung naklutok tai yutuluta chali mugak kai chul tata pyak tata mak tai mugagan khuping nakol ta gat kam khuk pyak suta bang nakol tak tan chan nunabut khate man na kwangkuta konuk khuku.
We gather wood from the area to cook our food. We had difficult time, but we respected the land very much.
Tam mayatamavutsama attamam tapistauni panipa attam khinga sigaasum tunattam utkhlaa ignam niktaqnerlaa nerinnatuktillumnik yuppiktarm.
From Black River, I moved to Imanak. I am living alone again. I am raising my children. I'm trying to bring them the food as much as I can.
I am Kwanikwaattam Naamraqsuarnik Tepinginatuvaqsuk Yayaklaasu
I'm living here in Imanak now. I'm still practicing those things that I practiced to gain food for my children. I'm still gathering when I can plants from the land, and I still respect the land, and I want to own it.
Tai kani patak chan kono ya kakinga nunam nagmatu mag nagnaksim nagyupitag mag tai kakinga kani kayupitag mag chak niyukapyak to nagnaksim Manakui nganu nabut nani tuak suku. Tuat nikhnan kefang tun supis ksak suku tamana atus ksak suku yupik takam kepiu kasat.
This land is much too important for me, and it's much too important for my children. The land is precious to me and to my children. The reason why it's so precious to me and my children is because it brings me food for myself and my children. Even though they are the grass that have roots at their bottom that we eat.
Tai kani ko kuinga tai mana nunabut kata kasukar kuman kita kaka toh nang nakut ngam tukain kung nakut suku ugu mani pun nak suku tu cetai unaka katu bilam tu matum uksumi kahca kulda bilasrag kumlam.
This land is very important, and it should not be play around with, because it brings the land itself would bring some wood to and the necessities of life, and the land is so important.
Ai khuing a kan lim khabt ko ya ma chak na khatai tok sat ha ko ya la dai dai khuing anu na kha khut man na kan pis ko man ri chak khut khata ma ko nun yu nun na ka lu ka at kis ko man ri chak ka kha khta nu na kha khut man na thang ut khab khu pang ku das se.
This land is very important for me. I slung short my he treasures the I treasure the land very much. It means something important to me. The land is something that provides food for everyone, and I'm suggesting that the land be left alone as it is, to keep on providing food for herself and for her family. She wants to thank to heaven a privilege to say and to speak in front of this group.
Thank you.
And I thank you very much for this privilege.
John Kelly, Mr. Kelly.
Who is that underneath?
John Kelly, is that the land manager? Oh, that's what that says.
I'm John Kelly, land manager for Iman Corporation. The village corporation itself is affected by the Settlement Act in ways as trespass, in more so in trespass, with companies that are foreign to the surrounding villages. And the village corporation is affected by the city itself in relation to the 1,280 acres. The corporation itself is affected by the native allotment allottees. And village corporations are affected with each other's land acreages. In other words, like native allotment overlaps, conflicts. Those are some of the conflicts and effects which directly the village corporation itself have to deal with the native allottees and the city here, as you can see behind you, the effects which we are going through now, more so every day and every year. And as time goes on, we are, as a corporation, greatly influenced and concerned about the expansion of the city here and the working relationship with the city and the corporation and individual people themselves that live here in relation to their lots. And there are problems with the native allotment holders too. This has never had happened before, prior to the Settlement Act of 1971. And the seven surrounding corporations are greatly affected by the 1971 Settlement Act. Because of their subsistence way of life, they are concerned about trespassing to other native corporation lands and native allotments. There is already conflicts between corporate or surrounding corporations and native allotments and companies that are coming in which directly involve the native or native allotment. And the regional corporation is at present date working directly with the regional corporations. We as corporation own the surface only. Regional corporation has subsurface. In order to go beyond the surface and go on subsurface, we have to, as a native corporation, directly work with the regional corporation. And that itself too has a direct involvement with an individual allottee in relation to the mineral rights. That has been a great concern with the native allotment holders. The mineral rights, which they know to this day most, have no right to the mineral, gas, or oil, which may or may not fall directly over there within their parcel, whatever it may be, 160 acres, 40 acres, or 80 acres, or be it 20 acres. Whatever the total of 160 acres in different various locations. And they are only given 30 days notice rather to appeal or not to appeal. And that is a great deal of difference between 20 years and 30 years. And taxation is one of the major concerns of the corporation. We have looked at various options in relation to taxation and seem like every option has a fault in each, in its own way. But to this day, we are still looking and seeking for the betterment and going around that word taxation or find a solution or a better solution, a capable of the people themselves standing or living with taxation. And the afterborns of 1971s are the most that will be influenced or affected by the Native Alaska the Claims Settlement Act, which they themselves have to understand and live with after we are gone. And 1991 is not very far, which does not give us enough time to consider and prepare and understand the outcome and what to expect from 1991. And maybe I can translate that as short as possible. Most of it has been translated, and the older elder people here, I'm sure, have heard most of it. But anyway, to translate it short, unakhoniya khingakhoni John Kelly go man imang corporation na licht klaganga. Una khoniya corporation khoni mani nunam tunginan khoniya allhakok allhakulhap allhakok an khoni ak chakvirutlhamattum khoni achjarinartuq nunam pakkutluttang vakin sitim tunginan khoni Manasu Sidik Ibn Pit Klukua, or I'm sorry, I didn't mention Alaknaki case, that's what were the, one of the problems here within the village and the city. Ibn Pit Klukus Makotwani Nunautsti, Mani Sidimidloni, the Makotlu Binginak Sikhit, Imkutlua Bishop Vijikoni Aka. Amsham akurtus hukkai tamakutkhon imigilt atsharvej pisugrajit pisugrujtilu unsukhoni corporation amkhoniya nuna hokkain khatum khoni kalikakun piklarra mattum sukhoniya atcham atchanin nunam khoniya Umkhani pilakpin chalishtam regionam corporationam ap thagmafkunaku alngakharlukillu san american nuttan khoniya nuttan corporation khoni pihtajimit nunna matchanan piyumaluni makotlu khoni nut mattum khoniya 1971 mashakum khoni kingoni yukhlat khoni Jam konitam akuhtul hunritut. Im kutlu abhlaqat hun sharenik. Tamakutlu honi. Tamakun klu akuhtul hunritut. Tarum honi makunik akuhtuksikut honi. Unitan konit pilakat willanik. Tamakun ktum adlnak bin rekomasu willalikuma. Ilam nun idlitn. Tauhun kalikun nasputuluki, satun tauhun akuhtuksikut. Tarum honi 1971 king on it, taukut honi yuksat akuhtukungait. Tamakutukun tau willakun chikita hamutun. Unasuk honi taksak honi, pinritfkunani taksak sikhatat honi amsak nunak. Corporation amsun nunati honi. Kani una kiskan 1991 kiskan khoniya pinrit kuna ko taksak sikhatta tama kutlu khoni chalikhoni khatto khani tangwak li changna tukul khuilu chalili to matum tungin na. Thank you.
It's been suggested we should hear from one of the students now, Minnie Moore.
Hi, I'm Minnie Moore, and it was misunderstood. I'm not a student. I was asked to speak for the young adults. I really don't know about this Land Settlement Act, but I'm slowly starting to realize what's happening. And it makes me want to look ahead and see what our future will hold. And there'll be a group of high school students coming down tomorrow morning and afternoon to ask questions and get some answers, if possible.
No, honey, many more hours. Can I talk? My concert makes me cooky, what not? Taring, niluki. Chali, you could honey high school at Unoko at Toxic Niluki, Chali, the market, Nichuna Toxic Niluki.
Thank you.
Catherine Moore?
Catherine Moore.
My name is Catherine Moore. Even though you talk English, I make lots of mistakes, so I'm telling to interpret for me. Used to teach young people. When many young people are literally called Nunam, bitterly young people are literally dunk sighter. And Rosaria can go to the man cattle. Illiterally up Sanya. Mama, when a nunnow tater, Kayoga Pizza, when a Kayoki's gonna to talk.
This is Mrs. Willie Moore, and she's talking about these younger generation, even her kids. One of her kids had said to her, I have no land, what am I going to do? And she had told them before, when they have meetings on pertaining to land, that they should come and try to learn. And as far as she's concerned, she has yet to see young people come and attend these meetings on land. And she has tried to tell her own children so that they could come and learn about the land and what should be done about these land situations.
Nineteen
She has said that on these hearings that they've been having, they should be recorded and placed in all these communities where they have village corporations, so that the children, the young people, can be able to have access to all of the words or what has been said in these meetings. And she's claimed that her and her husband and her kids have said when she and her husband passed away, that their children, many of them, will have no land. And she was wondering what could be done and how things could be handled, because she is worried about the future of her children. And this is why I guess she said they have no land. And now these younger, the children who have become teenagers that are going to high school, and but in that age area group, when she tries to tell them something, they always answer her that this is a new generation, a changing world. And when they answer her like that, she feels that she has nothing to say to them. And this is what bothers her when she tries to tell her children their future. And this is something that we all, in the elders that have children and grandchildren, feel. She is not the only one. She has said that when she was a young girl, she didn't have a mother. Her mother had passed away when she was young, I guess. And her dad and them used to tell her, now from now on, you should not, what they call, chew tobacco. And to this date, she says that she does not chew nor smoke. But in thinking back, she says our young generation, our people, young people now are smoking pot, marijuana, and whatever. and is not doing very good for the young people. When she tries to tell the young people this is no good for you, they always answer and say, this is not your life, it is our way of life. But she feels that when she was told by her parents not to chew, that it was pertaining to something like not to smoke, what is hurting our young people today, because in chewing tobacco, it is, if you're without it, you suffer. And her parents told her not to chew because she would not have to suffer later. And she takes now that our young people who are smoking pot and marijuana are not helping themselves, they're hurting themselves.
High school lang mo sa ita na sila ko mga kuta lito ng ngam sa mga matin mo kuto nyo na maglita makakalit magut nyo na liyak sa lita kayo maya kahit kalit patintilya din tang kakalabi tang katak na tak na lakto tak na sot magut liz nga kabe mga ilay ilay kskela il atok sa tumakot litin kila ito at na ako nang tagwaman na taring lukunutan.
She is now said and told this because she wants these young people that are hearing to come and try to learn all they can about this land. It's what it means, and the land that belongs to them. Want them, the young people, to come and learn all they can about it, because she feels that those that are working on land now are trying hard, and they work hard, but some are, they don't have enough education to help them through. So she would like to have our young people today beginning to come and try and learn all about land, because eventually, they are the ones that will handle it.
Do I tell you my dumb shaddy look? Knocking you for the mugget, and learning next on the muggle and soup from good of a cassock's hand. Knocking mugget, king of crippled youth. Sergeant Dohat and Rickett. Who won a gunwood state and gunwood duck's hand is up. And I your cock and written loot up, kill them and dodging.
And now she feels that our younger generation is in a sad situation, because when the older people, the elders, try to tell these young people about the future, what is good for them and what is not. Most of them, or all of them, say, even the little kids say, you're not my boss. We don't have to listen to you, I guess. and it hurts. And she said that more people of the elders should go and be telling these younger generations about their life and future. She says that today she has not seen people do this. And when she herself tries to tell the young people, they always come back with, "You're not my boss," or, and then it hurts her. But she would like to see elders or people go up and tell the kids in school, to show them and tell them about their future. What the old elders used to tell her in the past, because it is something that the people do not do today. When she was young, in fact, when we were all young, our elders were our teachers. In the Kajim, when they talk, we listen to them. Like she says, a few days ago, they did talk to some of the people and the youngsters at the Kajim when they were having a dance, native dance. And she felt that some, it showed a little improvement. With that, she is asking that more people, elders, go to the school and start telling the young people of what the older, our forefathers used to be telling us about life.
Do I get any work? Only the one who in the silum the contracts to the Kanulam Kanavakata. Not going to tap a look at the Tamaskan Angayok Rugasat. One could have Angayok got in a man picking it milk on good Kanulam. So in a good piece of toilet, Manunam Sni. What in whom person retired could, what in whom government and person retired could. Dort nicht hat das so lange, dann meine ich, sagen Sie mir nicht, wie ich nun nicht jut. Wenn ich noch am Stoch noch so gut.